Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse, and joining me today, Tom Tinkerthal, our news director. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, glad you can fill in for the Did You Know Show today. As Noah, a little under the weather, I had to do the trading post, and now you're stepping up on the Did You Know Show. So everybody's getting to do a couple new things, but we'll go ahead and get into the first Did You Know fact, and I'll go first today. So did you know that the first ever speeding ticket issued was to a driver that was going 8 miles an hour?
Sounds like a Model A.
Yeah. So it was in the English village of Paddock Wood back in 1896. And this driver was going way too fast at 8 miles per hour. The speed limit was 2 miles per hour. You were not supposed to travel higher than 2 miles per hour on this path in England. And he was actually doing a couple things that was wrong. He was cited by four different counts: using a locomotive without a horse on a public road, operating said contraption with fewer than three people, and failing to clearly display his name and address on the absolute manifestation of speed. So there were a lot of different rules back then, and that was in England. This driver going 8 miles per hour in 1896. Now, a couple more facts to go along with that. The first ever U.S. speed limit for cars was passed by Connecticut in 1901, and the speed limit was 12 miles per hour.
Oh, pretty interesting. Yeah. You know, I've heard that some of the early cars, when they first came out, you had to have somebody walking in front of you.
Yeah.
In order to clear the way, so you didn't have spooked horses and stuff like that. So.
Right. A lot going on. And I mean, going 2 miles per hour, you'd be better off just walking most of the time.
You're probably at about the same speed.
Right. But I guess, you know, it was still trying to get to it, you know, still building up. So you had to start somewhere.
Yep.
Well, there we go. That's my Did You Know. Tom, what do you got for us today?
Well, I'm going to talk about money. So the U.S. has 7 paper bills and 6 coin denominations in current circulation. The bills in circulation are the 1, the 2, the 5, 10, 20, 50, and 100. We've all heard about those.
Yeah, makes sense.
There are still a few bills that are no longer printed but still accepted. That's the 500, the 1,000, the 5,000, and $10,000 bills. You take one of those into the bank, they're going to accept that.
Yeah, that's cool. I need to get my hands on one of those.
It sure would be nice. Least used bills, but are still printed, is the $2 note. Mm-hmm. It was used so little that retailers believe that the $2 bill is counterfeit, and some of those retailers won't accept them for payment.
Wow.
So, on the coin side, the least used coins are the 50-cent piece and the penny. In 2021, the U.S. made 7.613 billion pennies, and the study showed only about a third of those are circulated. So where are they going? A lot of people throw them in a jar or something like that when they get home. Then they'll take them in when they get a whole bunch of them, so you'll see a little spike in circulation from time to time. But the relatively low numbers have prompted people to try to eliminate the penny, but that's not been happening. And one other thing, it cost 2.72 cents to make 1 cent.
I know, it's crazy. Well, I'm with those people that say might as well get rid of the penny. All they do, like you said, they take up space in my wallet or in my car, cup holder, things like that. So sometimes I'll just accidentally drop them on the ground, you know, just so I don't have to deal with them.
Well, you know, if nothing else, throw them in that little charity container.
That's true.
So they can collect
them. A lot of businesses have those little coin collectors. But yeah, interesting to know. And the $2 bills, I have seen a few of those. I think I have one tucked away somewhere. That's pretty cool.
I've got a few of them, and usually got them as presents during Christmas.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's our Did You Know show today, talking about the oldest speeding ticket ever when he was going 8 miles per hour, and then talking about all the U.S. bills and coins in circulation. Pretty cool stuff here today on the Did You Know Show. Come on back tomorrow, 2:45, for another episode.